The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Bill Brodie-Good, Chief Executive Officer and Technical Director of Alien Metals UFOs ticker. Bill, thanks for joining me.
No, it's good to catch up again, Justin.
Yeah, I just said before the pre-record, Black Friday is around the corner, and you've been on a buying spree here, acquiring 30% of the Money Platinum Group Metals and Gold project, and we'll talk about that in a bit. As always, Bill, for people not familiar with the company there, UFO, could you explain the projects?
Yeah, sure. Look, Alien, we have sort of three and 0.3 core projects now. The Mexican assets, which are the two silver and the copper gold projects in Mexico, which we're hoping to push ahead with some work on very soon, probably in the new year now, with Christmas approaching. And then we have the Hammersley iron ore project in the Pilbara with the recent discussion and obviously great advance on the Hancock tenement specifically with the recent maiden resource and the great positive results of the scoping study. So we're pushing on there. And then our third main project, Elizabeth Hill, which is all very relevant to what's going on at the moment. With the historic silver mine, along with the sort of, the edges of the part of the money intrusion, the J Reef, sort of nickel, copper, cobalt, anomalies that we're seeing in a larger system, and the associated money north, block that sort of surrounds that we picked up recently as well.
Yeah, exactly. Well, let's talk about this. So, what's the rationale behind this acquiring 30% of the money project then,
Bill? I suppose, the rationale is it was an opportunity we felt that very cost effective. We knew Platina themselves. It was a non-core asset. They're moving on to other things. They were looking to divest. So we had discussions from an Alien point of view. It's we now got sort of 30% of this the main part of the intrusion, which includes this historic. It's a pre-2012 JORC resource. Let's be clear on that. Of 2.2 million ounces, quite significant numbers, platinum, palladium, gold. There's also, as we mentioned, there's some rhodium, which if you look up, rhodium's currently running at $11,000 an ounce. I mean, these are some, and even platinum, palladium, they've all risen drastically in their sort of costs and values at the moment. So it ties in incredibly well for us with the Elizabeth Hill project, the Money North project. We're starting to really understand the geology, what's going on, and sort of the bigger picture. And for us, this is a significant addition to the portfolio, even at the 30% level, because we can now really, it sort of makes a, like I said, we go to a much bigger picture where we can really use all our knowledge and all the whole regional trends and the regional geological traits of where we're working now to work in a group in a large way, in a larger scale way, and we hope develop obviously the existing resource, bring that up to date, bring it up to scratch, increase it. And let's not forget, there's also a lot of ground to the south that hasn't really so far had a lot of work done. And we're excited to start looking at that as well.
Yeah. I'll explain for people, I mean, the relevance of this kind of metals as a commodity as far as the EV revolution is concerned, then, Bill, if you could.
Well, platinum, palladium, there's a lot of talk now about the hydrogen revolution, energy. And they're key components in to be honest, I'm not a specialist in that area, but there is a lot of recent talk about their requirements. Even in understanding the Tesla cars is between 20 and 50 grams per car of I think it's palladium that's required. So if you know you work that on however many electric cars are going to be produced in the coming in the coming 5, 10 years, 15 years, significant. Obviously, that whole the whole demand is changing, and we feel also. And don't forget, there's copper credits, there's nickel credits here, there's gold, there's and as I said before, it's a bigger picture. We feel that now, if we can sort of have that access to almost the complete, you know, the complete intrusion system with all the related reefs that are supporting this this initial or this historic resource and other information, and we can get something significant moving here.
Yeah, yeah. And so it's 30%, but you have the option on based on conditions to acquire the extra 70%. Is that right?
Well, that's right, we do. And, you know, that's going to be that's sort of where we need to start discussions soon with Artemis Resources, who are the operator of the joint venture. Again, we, you know, without... so those discussions will start. And, you know, in the best scenario, if with the right sort of costing and pricing and acquisition cost, that would be... for us, that would be, you know, a great outcome. But if it's not, then we can still work very much with Artemis and hopefully inject some thoughts and as required, some capital into the project to really drive it forward.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And just a reminder, the last bit of work that went out, or you know, you say it's non-JORC, but so what have you found there? 24 million tonnes, isn't it? Is that right?
Yeah, I mean the sort of non-compliant sort of JORC, the older resource. Yeah, they talked about 24 million tons at about an average grade of 2.9 grams a ton, platinum group element and gold. They're sort of bundled in together in this type of deposit for over 2 million ounces of platinum group elements and gold. Yeah, I mean, that's significant. We know during this year, I think Artemis reported on some recent drilling they did, further drilling they did this year. So that is significant, I think, because obviously they've done some more work recently, which all needs to be integrated in. And from our point of view, as I say, we're starting to see the bigger picture. And I'd like to think that we have the team and the knowledge and the now the capacity to sort of really build on a lot of good historic work, but bring it up to scratch and bring it up to date with as I say, hopefully a significant increase or even a new discovery that adds to what's already known.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Marvellous stuff. Okay, Bill, well, if you could, as you know, three reasons why someone should hit that follow button and add Alien Metals to their watch list, please.
Just we were saying, you know, commodities that we have in our portfolio. So as was mentioned, silver, great commodity, strong. You know, the future, the growth of the global systems, and is silver's integral part. The iron ore as well. I know there's a current dip, and everyone's slightly saying what's going to happen, but we feel that, you know, it'll all come back. It'll all get back and steady, and production will increase on the steel side. And to produce steel, they need iron ore. And we have a great project there that still has a lot of development and potential in it to grow. And as we were just talking about here, again, there's silver, there's copper, there's nickel, platinum group elements, all really core for the future of you know, global economy and development. We're working in great jurisdictions. You know, Australia's, you know, tier one. Mexico's pretty much up there as well. And we're you know, very comfortable with operations there as well. And, yeah, and again, the team. You know, I think we've got a great team. We're very fortunate. The team and the backers, the investors who are supporting us through our recent capital raise, we feel there's a solid sort of great solid base to build. And all three projects have that capacity in their own right to be significant.
Yeah, yeah, marvellous stuff. Bill, good to chat to you, and hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Justin, great to catch up, indeed.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.